Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. We have been looking at the life of Cornelius, looking at different attributes in his life that the Bible lifts up. This morning, we're going to be looking at another one in Acts 10, verse 30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And so, Cornelius was fasting. And this is important for us as Christians also, is to fast. Fasting is abstaining from food. And, you know, when your belly is full of food, it slows down your thinking and slows down your spiritual perception. And so it is good once in a while to meditate on the things of God by fasting so that we can have a clear mind and get clear answers from God. And so, and Cornelius, you know, he got answers here. He got a clear answer from the Lord. He had a clear mind. His belly was not weighed down with food. And you know, our body, when it has to work down food, it slows it down. And so fasting is good that we can receive from the Lord. You know, Cornelius here, it says he was fasting for 4 days, a four-day fast. You know, some people say, well, that's way too long. Well, it is possible. And Jesus, he fasted 40 days when he was, after he was baptized, he went out into the wilderness and he was tempted. He fasted for 40 days. And so Jesus himself, he gives us some instruction on how to fast in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. He says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Back in the Old Testament, when people fasted, they would tear their clothes, they would rip their clothes off, and they would put on sackcloth, and then they would cover their body in ashes. They would pour ashes over their face, rub ashes over their face. Remember the Ninevites, you know, when Jonah went preaching, and they put on sackcloth and covered themselves in ashes. And that was, not sure where they got that, but that's how they fasted. And so this is what Jesus is addressing here in Matthew chapter 6. He says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. They would take ashes and rub them all over their face, and then they would look sad. And he says they have their reward because, you know, they were getting glory from men already. You know, man was seeing them. But he gives us instruction in verse 17, how we should fast. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face. So that's the total opposite from what they were used to. So that's why Jesus here is addressing the fasting situation. They were no longer to clothe in sackcloth and rub ashes all over them and look sad. He says, but thou, when thou fast, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So this is totally opposite from what the people were used to doing. And so Cornelius here, he was fasting, and God rewarded him openly. God came and met with him. And so my encouragement to you this morning is to fast before the Lord in secret, and God will reward you openly, just as he did Cornelius. The Apostle Paul, he was fasting for 3 days, and God rewarded him openly. He sent Ananias to restore his eyesight and to heal him. He was also doing it in secret. And so this morning, how is your fasting? You know, the scripture gives us examples here of how it should be. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.